I'm going to call the meeting of Montclair Township Board of Zoning Appeals to order. Today is Monday, February 13th, 2023. Will you all please stand with me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stanton.
Present.
Limes. Downey.
Here.
Ballmer.
Present.
Ross.
Present.
Thank you. So I would move to dispense with the reading of the minutes and approve the meeting from January 2023 as previously submitted.
Second.
So moved.
Second.
Second by Downey. On the motion, Limes.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Stanton.
Yes.
Downey.
Yes.
Ballmer.
Yes.
So today we're here for some property setback variances on Salisbury Road. Eric, if you could take the floor and
sure.
Give us a little update on where we're at with that.
Sure. Yeah. Brian Wagner of 8231 Salisbury Road is asking for a variance for a garage. The garage is 30 by 36 in size and totals 1,080 square feet. The peak height of the garage is 16.9 feet. The variance that he required a variance of 10.17 feet from required 15-foot setback between the outbuilding and a residence. Additionally, an adjustment of the 50-foot building line is required because of an encroachment of slightly over 7 feet by the structure. The applicant has already built the structure before receiving his zoning certificate, but he has applied for a zoning certificate. Also, Mr. Wagner has stopped work on the structure, not completing the outside finishes until after he completes the appeal process.
Okay. And it looks like the Wagners are present today, correct? Mr. Wagner, would you like to give some testimony?
Yeah,
come on up to the podium.
I'm going to bring my glasses.
So if you could raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give before this board is the truth, and you will answer unto God?
I do.
Okay. The floor is yours.
My name is Brian Wagner, 8231 Salisbury Road is my residence. We're asking for a variance and kind of jumped the gun on things, but at the same time, we really didn't. There was misunderstandings and had a contractor that actually poured the pad when he poured the driveway, and that was already in place before we started the structure. We're also under the understanding they had taken out permits, but we can't verify. We don't know one way or the other if he did or didn't on the driveway itself. So I don't know if you have it in front of you, but you can see the outbuilding pad was already in place and poured along with the driveway structure. We had the setback as 100 feet from the road. I think
there's 100 foot setback from the road.
700 feet from the road. But we were, like I said, I'd already been poured. I remeasured again for Eric with the measuring tape. And I went from the center of the road, but evidently it's 6-7 feet closer to the past the building line, which we weren't aware of that when they poured the original structure. Once we got the stop notice, we stopped building, we shut everything down and waited to hear back, and it's been since, what, November, I think?
Well, yeah, you had trouble getting your plot plan all done, yeah.
The Feller and Fish, who were doing it for us, there was a question with Lucas County also for the building. We already approved there, but they're waiting on this, and there was something with the drainage. Took a long time with Feller and Fish because there was no drainage with the out lot, so they were kind of confused as to what the county was asking for, so that was everything was being held up for a long time. Once we got it under roof and that, and we realized that we were not approved, we thought we were. Didn't we get something by email from Lucas County?
Yeah.
And it said we were approved, but we thought we were going to see if we were approved, but we had to still get a variance. We didn't know how the whole process worked. We're not we're not contractors. So once we understood we were in violation, that we went down and paid the fees and asked for the applied for the variance. And that's what we're asking for today, is to allow the structure to stay and ask for those slight variations.
Any questions from the board?
And one for Eric gave us the option of connecting to the house and doing that. So we would alleviate this, but we went to our original our architect, Kine, and I sat with him. He didn't charge me, but he sat down and he told me, he said, I can make it look decent from the front. He said, but from the back, it's going to look terrible as far as people seeing it from the back end of it. And he said, in his opinion, it was not the right way to go about doing it. He said, leave it the way it is and ask for the variance suggestion. So that's where we were with that. I did talk to, is it Doug?
His first name.
Doug. But, and so we went with his recommendation rather than even attempting to go that other route, because I guess we would have had to ask for variance. Is that correct?
Well, there's the issue of the, once we got the final plot plan all done, it showed still the building line. So you still would have that issue, but the house issue would go away, being too close to the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it was connected, right?
Yeah,
right.
It was connected.
And you're planning to keep the southern portion of it as open?
Yes.
Okay. Just with the porch roof on top.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we'll probably put a fence there because we have dogs, just to gate it or a gate something there.
To kind of keep them on the porch?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we're going to do the stone. I think it has all the. We're going to do stone like on the house to make it look the same as the house. And that the siding will be the exact same as the house. It's 7-inch wood siding.
Yeah, because it makes a difference if you were going to enclose that porch. Then you're dealing with building regulation stuff with 2-hour firewalls and windows and.
Right. I did speak with the woman that came out and inspected it on inspection, and she explained that you have to have fire barrier. We're probably still going to do them, but it's because of the distance not being.
Well, the open porch is going to be closest to your house, so I don't think you need it.
You don't need it.
If you're going to close it, then.
Well, she didn't say whether it would be required or not, but if it would, we would.
Yeah.
We'd comply to that.
Yeah, usually, two walls are going to be fire rated.
I have a question regarding the landscaping on the north side along Salisbury Road. What do you envision for a buffer between Mr. Stratton and Salisbury?
I don't know if you can see it on there. In the front, there are, if they come out or not, but we have blue spruce, and we're going to do that down the side as well, trees down the side of that. That was supposed to be done originally by the guy that sold us the lot, but he ended up backing out and doing it. We asked him for 2 years to come out. They all died. All the trees out there died. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that.
There was some that died, yeah.
And they took them all out, but they never replaced ours. They replaced the ones on the other lots, but they never replaced ours. So we've been replacing them. We've put in like 20 of them across the front. We're going to continue that down the side.
So you're talking around here? Looks like that's where they are.
Yeah, they're all along the front, and they're like staggered.
Right.
So they'll continue on down south.
All the way down the back.
All the way to
the back. Across the back, too.
To the west.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like past the driveway.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the west side of the driveway. Correct. Because they're all the way up to the driveway on the other side. Yeah, it's going to look the same. It'll be the same.
What's your anticipated timetable for getting your garage completed?
As soon as we get approval, and go and get it done as soon as possible, hopefully this spring.
Okay.
I've got people waiting, I just got to contact them and run and finish.
Okay.
How about the sidewalk? Notice there was some that was put in with the with the roundabout.
We have to complete the rest of that.
Okay.
We're we've been through, Eric gave us, I don't know how many different people, we've been through like 20 people. We can't get anybody to, I did that one, the first stretch, with my pool guy and a couple other finish guys, because we couldn't get anybody out to, and then we couldn't get concrete. It took us over a month to get concrete. So, I mean, we've been fighting.
Oh, yeah.
We built this back in 2019 when COVID was, and it's been a nightmare all the way through. It's been one headache after another.
Sure.
All kinds of crazy stuff with contract agreements.
Anything else from the board? Okay. Any other comments or questions?
Just to update on that too, we're hoping by May is what we were shooting for. And we've got some people lined up for that now, but we're just waiting.
Sidewalk.
For the sidewalk too, so we're hoping it all be done by May.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay. Doesn't look like there's anybody else in the room, so we'll say that testimony is...
Move it, the testimony be...
We'll close.
The public is closed.
Yes.
Is that a motion?
Sure.
And then second? The motion, Downey?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Limes?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes. So right now, with public hearing closed, I would move to executive session.
Second.
On the motion, Ross?
Yes.
Stan?
Yes.
Downey?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Limes?
Yes.
I would make a motion to go back into general session.
Second by Ross. On the motion, Limes?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Downey?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
I will turn the floor over to Mr.
Well, thank you. we're looking at two variances. One is fairly easy. One is a little more complicated. So we'll take the easy one first. And that is the one for the 10-foot separation. We're requesting a 10-foot separation, or 10-foot variance of the 15-foot separation. And as we look at that, we're variances under section 16.2C of our code. And we found on a couple that this variance won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum that's allowed. The garage is fixed at five feet. So with that, I would approve a variance of 10.17 feet from the required 15-foot setback between an accessory building and the main building at 82231 Salisbury Road.
Second.
Second, Downey. On the motion, Downey?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Limes?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Now the more complicated one. The planning process creates a legal document. And your part, your lot 40 in Stony Creek, plat 1, which basically subdivides a bigger piece into smaller pieces that can be sold off. They're all in it. Now, platting establishes property lines so that you know what you own, establishes rights of way. Usually streets are built within those rights of way, or in some of the cases on the perimeter where they butt the roads, they give more right of way if the county or the township or the cities ever want to widen the road to four lanes or five lanes, they have that ability. And the rights of way also provide public access so that vehicles can, people can get to where they need to go. It also allows for the installation and maintenance of streets, sewer lines, sanitary sewer lines, and water lines. And the planning also establishes other easements, like for drainage or for other utilities, such as cable and phone and, let's see, what else?
Internet.
And yeah, internet, and everybody else that wants to come through. And it also provides a place, it's for drainage improvements, such as swales and catch basins in ditches like that. And it also establishes building lines, which are different from setback lines. And because and the building lines are usually established for front yards and typically for side yards when it's a corner lot. And that's basically so there's uniformity, so the houses are all kind of lined up. Now, fortunately, there's at least three other instances of somebody building over the building line with the house, like 3/4 of a mile down the road on a street called Stonebrook. Two houses were built, and after they were built, it was found that they were like 5 or 6 feet over the building line. So what did they do? They replatted their single lot, and they were able to do that because the township's setback for the front yard was less than what was platted. So they had, in that case, they had like 65 feet to play with, so that was not a problem. And then right on the corner of Salisbury and Stonebrook, there's a nice-looking greenhouse that was put in, and it was came before us 5 years ago, if you can believe that. They had about the same problem. There was a platted building line, and what they wanted to put the greenhouse in, but they had a pool in the way, they had patio in the way, there was storm drainage in the way, and they ended up doing a one-lot replat of the lot, which changed the building line that let them put their greenhouse over where the original building line was, but still was beyond where the township requirements for the side yard or front yard would be. So that's what we're going to recommend that you do here. And because the planning is of this subdivision, the building line is fixed and made part of the document, and we can't emphasize that more, and can't be encroached. So in order to receive relief, I'm going to recommend that Lot 40 of Stony Creek Plat 1, which is 8231 Salisbury Road, must be replatted, showing a bump out. Of 8 feet to the north, which is what you're really only 7 point, but even this 8 feet to the north, 42-foot building line around existing auxiliary building. So it's going to look like that. The bump out should begin on the 50-foot building line, and I've got a picture for you. 133 feet from the westerly property line, and then extend 40 feet. So that's going to cover your house, or your garage is 36 feet, so you got a couple feet on either side. And then the building line, equally and westerly of the bump out, should remain at feet. And then a couple of conditions on that. And upon recording of the replat of Lot 40 in Stony Creek Plat 1, a zoning certificate and a building permit for an auxiliary building may be granted from the Mount Clover Township Zoning Department, and a building permit from the Lucas County Building Regulations. And a couple of things we'd also like to see. The unfinished sidewalk along the right-of-way line should be completed within 30 days of the recording of the replat, or by June 13, 2023, whichever is later. And then another one is like for you to complete the landscaping, utilize the same species and spacing that you've already talked about in the trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll put that in the form of a motion if you can get it.
I think I've got most of it, okay. But I'll listen to the audio to make sure.
Okay.
Second.
Seconded by Lines. On the motion, Ross?
Yes.
Stanton?
Yes.
Downey?
Yes.
Ballmer?
Yes.
Lines?
Yes.
Is there any further discussion on this topic tonight?
What are next steps for us?
We have to wait until June 13th to...
No.
Okay.
So who do we go to get the change?
Fowler Finch has got your site plan already. They have done the one on Stonebrook and Salisbury.
So just call Greg and tell him.
Just call Greg and yeah, you can give him the sketch or you can have him call me.
Okay, and then he submits that back to Eric?
No, there's a process you go through. You have to sign off of it. I know Eric signs it. You sign as owners. Eric will sign it as the township. I think it goes through before the planning
commission. It does go for the planning commission, yeah.
And if you have a lender, a mortgage... Okay, because typically all the owners have to sign it. So if you've got a lender or a mortgage, they would have to sign off on it too, as owners. But Feller Finch knows.
They would. So they would have to sign off.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, get together with them, and he can whip it out in a short amount of time. But that takes care of the problem of that being a building line and not a, you know.
I guess. I just wish I would have caught all this when they were doing all that, because it would have been so easy just to bump it over, get it where it was right. But like I said, we were so pushed with contractors canceling and fighting everybody and people wouldn't show up.
I'll give you my sketch. You can almost...
What's that?
I'll give you that sketch.
Okay.
If I had CAD, I could probably whip it out.
So
we just get all the grid, give him that.
Yep.
He can do the adjustments, and then we can.
Yeah.
Then we have to wait for him, and then go to Lucas. Because they call. Because I talked to them, and they're all set. Because the problem is the drainage thing. Because they were confused about that Fitch and Fowler. They said the whole thing was done. We were part of the subdivision, so that whole thing was done. There was no need to have a separate or. Because they were asking for a drainage thing, and I'm like, our elevations of our stuff, and I have no idea what you're talking about. We didn't even get that when we built the house. There was nothing there. So evidently, I think he's got that cleared up with Lucas County, but you have to go through the engineering to get to the, they have to send something over to the, you know what I'm talking about? You were waiting on that, too.
Basically, it's real simple, as Jeff said. Basically... it's a one-lot replat. It would go through the Planning Commission. After the Planning Commission would approve it, I would sign off on it. Other agencies would sign off it. That would be recorded. Then I could issue the zoning certificate, and then building boards could release the building permit.
So is that like another meeting next month?
No, no more meetings here. There is a meeting downtown Toledo. It's called a one-lot replat. I've seen it. Before it happens in other townships, it's not that uncommon, honestly. So.
Okay. Any other?
We're good.
Any other questions?
So we're good. We just gotta go to the first get through here, and then we can.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So one more item of business. Dan, thank you for your service. I know you Jeff mentioned it last week, but it's worthwhile to mention it again this week since we know we're here, but we appreciate your service, and I think everybody can vouch for that.
let's hope there's no more one-lot subdivisions. Well, now we all know what it is.
You got it. Everybody
knows now.
Yeah, everybody
right?
knows. Yeah.
What do you got a new one coming in next?
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. So it is currently, what is it, 6:16? I would bet we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay.
Well, that's it.
There you go. Second by Downey. On the motion, Ballmer.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
Steve.